Whoa. 91.7 WHUS Stores. My name is Hank.
I'm Ted.
This is the Hank and Ted Show, podcast, whatever you want to call it. And I just dropped all my stuff.
We are the Joe Rogan of the left. Better than Joe Rogan, though.
Rogan fell off.
Yeah, he low-key did. Like, who even listens to his podcast anymore? Only listen to the Hank and Ted podcast from now on. That's how everyone is reacting. They're like, you know, Hank and Ted, they're the greatest. And yeah, this is episode 7. We are halfway through our semester already, which is terrifying.
But the news isn't halfway through. The news is just beginning.
The news just continues to go and go and go.
I don't know. What do you want to start with?
I guess we can talk about the government shutdown first because
I guess, yeah,
that's affecting hundreds of thousands of employees.
I don't know if we brought it up last week.
It hadn't started yet.
It hadn't started, but I don't know if we still brought it up because they were talking about it for weeks.
Yeah, everyone knew it was coming. Well, basically, the Republican Party, despite having full control of the House, the Senate, and obviously the presidency with Donald Trump, they somehow couldn't come to a good way of continuing a session. So,
the government shut down last Tuesday at midnight.
Yep. And if they don't reopen the government by tomorrow, the day after, I believe, no one in the federal government will be receiving paychecks for this pay period, which is insane.
And we don't know how long this is going to last. Last Trump shutdown was a whole... It might be... Is it the longest government shutdown in U.S. history? It might be. We'll fact check that real quick.
I'm checking how many Trump shutdowns there have been.
Well, like the last like big one. That was 2019.
The here 2019 we go.
One that happened like January, February.
List of federal shutdowns. There was one in December through January of 2019.
That one was over a month.
There was another one in January of 2018. It was a shutdown because of immigration. No one could agree on immigration. And then Joe Biden, I believe, barely missed a shutdown last year in March. And then now, we are at another one, and it might go on a while.
Yep. So insane.
But kind of the big story in all of this, from my perspective at least, is that I don't think the Republicans actually want Congress to open because they know Democrats have the votes to release the Epstein files.
Yep, they have 218 votes.
Yeah, just enough to actually pass and release the Epstein files to the people.
Who is the one Republican who flipped on that? Who's going to be voting for it?
Well, Marjorie Taylor Greene's one of them.
Yes.
And what's that other guy's name who's like a whack job but loves the Epstein files? He wants them out there.
Is it?
I see him in my Twitter feed all the time.
Was it Thomas Massie?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. No, he's definitely in opposition to Trump and the standard Republican Party, even though I don't agree with his policies. I think we talked about this last week.
Thomas Massie? Did we talk about Thomas Massie?
We've talked about him before.
We probably have. He's become like the new, like, the like fringe conservative anti-Trumper.
Yeah. Like, he's one of the only ones.
Did you see the Jubilee video with Andrew Callahan that dropped the other day?
I did.
He asked one of them, like, who would you want to see take over after Trump? And this, I think it was one of the first guys said Thomas Massie.
So weird to me.
Which is kind of crazy. Because he's like anti-Trump, super pro. Oh, they were talking about QAnon.
Oh,
because Andrew Callahan's claim was that there's no like big conspiracy about a cabal of pedophiles.
Right. I was watching that video and obviously I don't think there's a cabal of pedophiles. And if there is any, they're being protected by the U.S. government and by Trump right now. There's plenty of pedophiles we actually know about. We just don't do anything.
Oh, yeah. Like, they exist in... I really liked Andrew Callahan's claim on this because they exist in all sectors of society.
Yeah.
It's just that the rich have the capacity to cover it up and make it a big, big old stick.
Yeah. It's what's crazy is that in a lot of cases, it's not even a cover-up anymore. It's just a, like... oh yeah, we're not charging you for this. Like, we know Bill Gates was on the island.
Oh yeah, there's a list of names out there that, like, for sure was on the island, and even other people like Trump who, like, technically there's no official documentation that he was there, but it's like
we know.
Everyone knows he was there. Look at all the photos, all the quotes before all this came out, and then suddenly when he gets convicted of being a sex offender, it's all, I was never friends with him. I only knew him slightly and went all to all of his parties.
Yeah, and I, like, kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago, even though he was always there for years. Like,
he stole my girls.
He stole my girls from me. So, yeah, Mike Johnson, I believe, technically is not the only one who has the power to swear people in. I think any federal judge technically can swear Congress members in, but it has been historically and traditionally the Speaker of the House who swears new members in. So him not being willing to swear in this new member of the House is, it speaks a lot about the current state of our country and how much we're doing just to protect our president.
And I don't know if you mentioned this earlier, but for reference, if this person does get sworn in, they would have enough votes for to release all the Epstein stuff.
Yes, yes.
Which is makes it very, very suspicious. Convenient that he happened to be delaying this until
the government shut down.
Yeah,
yeah. No, because the election was over 2 weeks ago now, I believe, and like
yeah, and
I believe earlier this year there was a special election where a Republican won, and he was like, "Yeah, I'll swear you in." Like the day after the election was over, like we can't both sides this. This is what happened with Obama and the Supreme Court as well. We need to take a firm stance on, like, it's okay to do this never. Like,
yeah. Like, it's so slimy to just be like, ah, I can't, I'm out today until it's like filibustering.
Yeah. Like, it's filibustering to, like, an extreme, though, because it's causing harm to our country.
And even, like, filibustering is so, like, weird and vague, and this just gets even more gray.
Yeah.
Like, they need to sign, like, filibustering shouldn't be a thing, obviously, but
realistically, yeah.
It is funny, though.
It's funny when, like, that one Ted dude, Hakeem Jeffries, just, like, stands up and talks for, like, 38 hours.
Yeah, those clips of Ted Cruz reading Green Eggs and Ham. It makes for great clip
now
farming.
Now that I can agree with
politics
you on, Edward.
Politics is all about clip farming.
Yeah, low-key is. At this point, which is low-key an issue.
Yeah.
Like, that's another problem.
It's like, yeah, Charlie Kirk has had a huge influence on mainstream politics, where now it's all clip farming.
Yeah, no. Speaking of Charlie Kirk, I was walking around campus today here at UConn, and I saw a suspicious little tent. They were handing out drinks to everyone. They had Gatorade, I believe, and some waters. And it was a Turning Point USA tent. And this club has been inactive at UConn
for a while. 2 years, I think.
Yeah.
I checked their Instagram before all the Charlie Kirk, the shooting happened. And it hadn't been active. It stopped, the like old account stopped posting in like 2022, like spring 2022. And there was a new account that hadn't posted since, like, spring 2024.
Mm. Yeah. Well, anyways, I didn't get a chance to, like, actually walk up to them and talk to them. But, like, there have been a few, like, more conservative speakers at another club I go to here, Bridge. And they're very, like, they're very open to speaking whatever the Charlie Kirk mindset is right now.
They're lionized by what happened last month.
Yeah, which is low-key wild. I mean, I guess, like, Charlie Kirk is becoming, like, a martyr, which is crazy, but
which is shouldn't be the case.
No, absolutely not.
For a lot
not.
Of reasons.
I mean, like, he was a racist piece of shit, in my opinion.
But he didn't deserve it.
No one deserves that.
But, yeah, not to make this episode about Charlie Kirk again.
Yeah, no, we haven't done that before.
Yeah. But it's, yeah, a lot of these people are coming out of the woodwork because it's, suddenly it's all about free speech.
Yeah, like,
as if we didn't deport someone at Tufts University for writing an op-ed. That wasn't an issue. It was free speech. But now it's all about free speech.
Has Mahmoud Khalil been deported yet? I know he was sentenced to deportation.
Actually, yeah. I think that should happen, like, now, I think. I don't know if he's... They might be deliberating. But now no one's talking about that, so they don't care anymore.
He still has not been deported.
Still detained?
This is proceeding in federal court, apparently. Yeah, well, I mean, like, none of those people actually, like, I feel like in a lot of cases they actually do believe what they're saying. But I feel like specifically when it comes to Charlie Kirk and using his talking points, like, Charlie Kirk has just become a figurehead for being a modern-day fascist in a lot of ways.
You can say that about a lot of Republicans.
Yeah, I guess you could, but, like, in the case of Charlie Kirk, he's dead now. So you can just be like, yeah, I agreed with what he said, and he died for what he said. So if you disagree with me, you're wrong,
means that
and we should
good.
Silence you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand the disconnect between doing that and then being like, yeah, we should silence everyone else that disagrees with me.
But
like,
the campus response to the Turning Point tent was, just, no one showed up. Like, no one cared.
Yeah, no. No. I mean, like, it's a very small number of people who are actually, like, going like, with it, I guess.
I think it was, like, 50% of college kids who knew who Charlie Kirk was, like, disagreed fundamentally with all of his views. And, like, there were less young people who knew who he was than older people. Like, his demographic, the average, or, like, the median age was 55, 60.
Really?
Yes.
I've kind of thought he was always a young person guy.
No, well, because he just appealed. He had boomer politics.
Yeah,
he just appeals
right.
to that generation, and they heralded him as the like the Gen Z whisperer, but that wasn't true. His audience was mostly older people, so it makes sense that the Turning Point UConn people come out and they all say who they recognize Charlie Kirk's face on their foldout. But
right.
they don't, if you say Turning Point USA, they'll say, what is that?
Yeah. I think a lot of people would recognize his words and his face, but I don't think a lot of people, like, actually fundamentally agree with his stances and Turning Point stances. I think he was more of a, like, pop culture figurehead in a lot
yeah.
of ways, which is kind of interesting that, like, even as he's been, like, turned into this martyr figure. Like, I don't see anyone I know being more conservative and being like, oh, yeah, I'm so sad he's died. Even though, like, I have plenty of friends who are, like, somewhat conservative leaning, they're still, like, not exactly like, oh, yeah, like, I can't believe those liberals killed him, which is the angle that the government was going for.
Yeah,
for
you'll
a long
say,
time.
You'll say them. See, like, they killed Charlie Kirk.
Right.
As if to group in everyone, which, and then they turn around and say, well, you're condoning violence to all this. You're accusing half of the country of murdering a person. I don't think you get more clearly, like, inciting violence than that.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a weird time, for sure. If we're continuing on the topic of fascism, I suppose we can talk about the ICE raids in Chicago.
Oh yeah, and also the National Guard being deployed there.
Oh yeah,
which
is
pretty fascistic.
We're doing great.
The Texas National Guard was deployed to Portland in Chicago, currently being, opposed by J.B. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois. But it seems like they've already started using some pretty harsh force against people in Portland.
Yeah.
I saw tear gas was thrown. So that's great. Using that against U.S. citizens.
U.S. citizens using their freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech and freedom of assembly, both guaranteed under the Constitution.
Yep. But if we're disturbing the government, that's not guaranteed, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's, come on. The government should be able to do whatever the government wants to do, guys.
They're at the point where they're picking and choosing what counts as being a constitutional right and what doesn't.
Yeah.
Like the ICE app, the ICE tracker app, was it ICE Break?
Yeah, it was called Ice Break, and it was used to track ICE agents or supposed ICE agents around your area or any area you would look at, kind of like Google Maps.
Kristi Noem issued a request to Apple and Google, which is weird because it wasn't on the Google Play Store or Android.
But she doesn't know that. Her brain is fried.
Issued a notice to take it down.
And all the reconstruction surgeries on her face fried her brain somehow.
Yep. Of course, Apple complied and it got taken down. The creator of the app is currently working to fight it.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Well, because the creator was just using their First Amendment rights.
Yeah, there's no. That's not breaking a law. Like, you can't go to jail for saying there's a police car.
Yeah.
Like, Google Maps says speed traps ahead.
Right, and like Waze
and no says one speed cares. Traps yeah, ahead. Waze. No one cares about Waze. All of these map features have like there is a police officer, you know, 500 feet in front of you.
So you know to slow down.
Yeah, and no one cares.
Yeah. And so why does it change when it's for tracking, secret police, Gestapo police?
Why don't they? Car crashes kill 300 people a day.
Yeah.
And they don't care about that, apparently. But when it comes to ICE, then that's breaking all the laws ever.
Hey, you know, like,
and we need silence
speeding is a God-given right. That is given to us in the U.S. Constitution. They knew that we were going to be driving cars, okay? That is the 29th Amendment, okay?
Yep.
We are not guaranteed, however, the right to look at a police car and put it on our phone. That's not okay.
Or an unmarked van that you see people getting dragged into against their will.
You know, like, kidnapping people, that's also okay. And, like, you can get a $50,000 signing bonus if you want to kidnap people. Like, that's sick, isn't it?
$50,000 is so crazy.
They're so desperate, bro.
Yeah. Like, if you want to betray all your morals and kidnap your neighbors.
Hey, guys. As long as you're getting that bag, as long as you're getting your nut, you know? You gotta make your nut.
Oh my god, gotta get that nut. What else? Oh, the Hamas-Israel ceasefire.
Oh yeah.
The 20-point plan. We talked about this last week, but that was before Hamas made any formal
agreement.
Yeah, any formal statement on it. They have agreed, but with some pretty big caveats. They agreed to the technocratic takeover of the Gaza Strip and Palestinian territories. Was it just the Gaza Strip?
I believe it's West Bank? Just Gaza.
They agreed to the technocratic takeover of that, but
yeah, it's just a Gaza peace plan.
Yeah.
Which means the West Bank is still fucked, respectfully. Yeah,
which
is bad.
Not like Israel has been leaving the West Bank alone.
Yeah.
But they did agree to this plan with the guarantee that the new regime imposed over Gaza would still have the will of the Palestinian people in mind,
yep.
Which is a valid point to make. I'm not sure how that's going to go, but we'll have to see when peace talks start, although it's already seeming a little shaky.
Yeah.
Especially with Trump and Netanyahu's relationship kind of at a heated point right now.
Yeah, I mean, like, Trump literally called Netanyahu a fucker the other day. Like,
yep.
Trump is not happy with the Beebster. Like, I just don't see this plan actually having any lasting effects that actually help anyone, to be honest, other than maybe Israel, because it leaves like enough room for if anything goes wrong, Israel immediately just starts invading again and taking over Gaza. Like,
this deal was hand delivered in favors Israel in almost every way imaginable, because you have
exactly
Gaza. Hamas will be eradicated from Gaza. Not only that, the people ruling over Gaza will be your best friends. It will be Trump.
Isn't one of them Trump Jr.? Trump Jr. is going to be like the de facto leader or something.
Tony Blair
yeah.
is on there. Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair. Which, what does he have to do with any of this?
He wants to develop the nation. Or but, not the nation. Trump Gaza. My fault.
Trump Gaza number one. The only, I guess, deal that Netanyahu would take is just we take Gaza.
Yeah, it kind of seems like this is a plan that's purposefully leaving a lot up in the air just so that Israel has an excuse to, like, get rid of Hamas and then fully annex it.
Yep.
And, like, I have no way of proving that. I don't think anyone does. But knowing Israel and knowing their past actions, that is pretty not unlikely.
It's pretty easy to say that that's how things are going to go.
Yeah, and I don't... Obviously, no one wants that to happen, but I think the plan needs to be more clear-cut in order for me to feel more confident about it, especially considering Israel is still stopping aid from going into Gaza and still bombing Gaza while all of these peace talks are happening.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they didn't even allow the flotilla to reach Gaza, the peace flotilla with Greta. And allegedly, Greta was actually... detained and tortured by Israel this week. I don't know if you heard about that.
Yep.
Which is absolutely crazy. And I don't know where the international outrage is about this. Like, Barack Obama personally invited her to speak at the United Nations when he was president all those years ago. And now, where are we at? Obama didn't even mention it. Like, I know he's not the sitting president, yeah. but, like, she was forced to... kiss the Israeli flag.
She was beaten, dragged by her hair.
Like, these are not normal things that an ally of the U.S. should be doing.
And there are still other people in custody. They didn't release everyone. Just a few people, including Greta.
Yeah, it's absolute insanity. I don't understand, like, how we can continue to justify these acts while also being like, hey, Israel, like... let's make a peace deal. Like, how do we even trust them to do that? Like, Donald Trump has reason for being angry for once.
Yeah, since Trump spoke to Netanyahu on Friday, 100 people have been killed in Palestine.
Yeah. And it's just getting worse by the day.
And there's no sign of slowing down unless this little feud brewing between Trump and Bibi comes to an actual head, which, I mean, just going by the relationship between the U.S. and Israel, I'm not sure if that's actually going to go anywhere meaningful or if Trump's actually going to take any action.
Yeah. I think the best thing Trump could do right now to make me a fan of him is essentially say, fuck you to Israel. Like,
recognize what's happening in Gaza as a genocide.
Yeah, recognize it's a genocide. Say, you know what? Fuck you, Israel. We're doing this without you, essentially. We are putting troops right on the border. Stop bombing. Like,
even if it's out of spite. Like, even if it's out of spite. At least he got there. At least he got to the right conclusion in the end. Yeah,
like, I was reading through this plan, this peace plan, and I just found out that there's, according to this peace plan, Israel will release 1,950 Gazans who were detained after October 7th in 2023, which means Israel will literally be releasing thousands of Gazans who have been, like, detained for no reason. Like, it doesn't even say that they're, like, Hamas members. It just says Gazans civilians. Who have been detained, including women and children detained in that context.
But they're all Hamas. That the 8-year-old babies, boy, yeah, the babies are Hamas.
Dude, how are you serious? The babies?
Yeah, they're arming them.
They're arming the babies?
And they actually, all of the Hamas headquarters are in every hospital, every Red Cross center.
Dude, I knew it.
Really, it's all justified if you think about it.
Dude, if you really think about it, Benjamin Netanyahu is Hamas.
And Trump Gaza number one.
And Trump Gaza number one, like...
And I think Hamas has less than 100 hostages.
Left, yeah.
And
well, Israel killed some a lot of them.
Yeah, about a third were killed. But they promised to release both dead and alive hostages.
Yeah. And they've already released a large majority of the hostages that there were in the previous ceasefire.
Yeah. The ones that weren't killed by Israeli bombings.
Yeah. Well, no. Actually, it was because Hamas starved them. So...
Yeah, and they just happen to blow up like that.
You know, Hamas, the organization known for having a lot of food to give to the people in Gaza.
Mm-hmm.
It's just... It's so crazy.
Yeah. Like,
there is no food in Gaza, and we're still talking about, like, maybe we'll have a two-state solution eventually. Like, can we stop killing people before we even, like, I don't know.
Yeah, 100 people died this weekend alone.
And we're talking about Trump taking over Gaza right now.
After the greatest country in the world, the United States... told Benjamin Netanyahu to stop bombing, 100 people were killed. And all Trump has to say to that is, why do you stop being so negative?
Yeah,
that... What are we doing?
What are we doing? That exactly sums up what I'm trying to speak. I just... It's so incredibly frustrating to be a 20-year-old from the United States... whose tax money is going to this.
Yep.
And there's nothing we can do about it besides say, hey, Trump, stop.
Well, tuition's rising. How the cost of living is rising. Gen Z, I think less than 10% of Gen Z owns a home, and that includes people who are 25 and up, around the time where, you know, our parents were buying houses and their parents were buying houses.
Yeah, I actually don't know how old my parents were when they bought their first house, but I think they were in their late 20s. I think they were 27 or 28.
And that's the oldest of Gen Z are 27, 28 now.
Yep.
They can't buy houses. Doesn't look like they're going to be able to buy houses anytime in the future.
Hey, bro.
But all of our tax dollars go to Israel.
Hundreds of billions of dollars to Israel and lower taxes for wealthy people and raise them on the lower class.
Another $1 trillion going to our military because you don't know. Maybe there'll be some huge... Maybe China will suddenly have the biggest military in the world and they'll want to take us over.
Right. So I genuinely have a question for like people who say like we need to fund like our military as much as we do. Why?
Who are we scared of?
Who are we scared of, and there, who's going to invade us?
There was a point to be made during the Cold War.
Yeah.
When the threat of war was a constant looming thing. What's happening now that requires us to be spending trillions of dollars in defense?
So, like, one, we have NATO, and NATO would defend us if they needed to.
Well,
just like we'll defend them.
Maybe if Trump keeps
maybe
being himself.
Maybe not if Trump pulls out of NATO.
Yeah.
Two, how are we going to get invaded by any nation?
Canada's going to invade us. You don't know.
Canada Mexico? Has a population of 36 million people, I believe. The U.S. is 10 times the size of that.
Yeah. Their population is the size of New York City, Chicago, L.A. That's probably bigger.
Yeah. Like, what is Canada going to do? What is Mexico going to do? Second, like, those are our only two land neighbors. How are we going to get invaded by them? Well, they don't have the military power. We have enough, like, guns in stockpile in the U.S. to win a war against all of them. We wouldn't even need to make new ones. So why do we continue to fund all of this bullshit when we could be having healthcare and housing?
Education.
And education. It's so frustrating.
That's where our tax dollars are going to. That's why... not to call to action, but get out there and vote
if you would like.
If you feel that a candidate represents your views, voting is an option, which the New York City mayoral election is a month from yesterday.
And yeah.
Mamdani just actually hit his highest winning favorability last night, I believe.
Oh yeah, he's got it in the bag.
It might have been Quinnipiac or something. Put him at like 90% chance of winning.
Yeah,
he's steadily among like the '80s right now.
Yeah, I mean like Mamdani low-key has no chance of losing. Like if we're being realistic, unless the election somehow gets rigged.
In favor of... Well, Trump is putting his thumb on the scale.
Trump's trying to.
Yeah, goading Eric Adams into dropping out.
Yeah.
And he's definitely been in talks with Cuomo, but the liberals in New York City, for some reason, won't see that.
Well, like, here's the thing with that election. Like, out of the three candidates that are left, the three major candidates, I think the Republican guy's name is Sliwa.
Curtis Sliwa.
Sliwa is low-key, like, the most anti-Trump Republican I've ever seen.
He's got that hat.
Yeah, he looks like a communist, respectfully. He does,
yeah. Like, he's like, insane, too.
Oh, he's crazy. But, like... In New York City, even Trump, like, despite all the power he has, I feel like he has no power in New York City.
Like, unless he sends National Guard in there, which he will.
Do you think that's going to have an effect on the election, though, if he does it before the election? I don't think it would.
It would make people more in favor of Mamdani, because then...
Because Mamdani wants to fight against it.
Yeah.
Like,
and one of his biggest campaign promises is... Trump-proofing the city.
Yeah. Like, I just think that, like, we're at a point with Mamdani where he's low-key, like, such a big cultural thing. Like, he's kind of like Charlie Kirk. He is a pop culture thing right now. And, like, if you like Mamdani, you're low-key cool. And if you don't, you're low-key dumb.
Yep.
Like, he surpassed, like, the, like, standard political figure, like... scheme, I guess. Like, he's not like a Pete Buttigieg. Like,
yeah, that the interview with Andrew Callahan,
that made me angry.
Yeah, he says he has massive praise for Mamdani.
Yeah,
refuses to endorse him.
Yeah,
he Andrew Callahan will say, talk about genocide in Gaza, and he goes, I hear you, but, and then both sides the shit out of that argument.
Well, that's what Pete Buttigieg is. Like, he's going to be a career politician. I would not be surprised if he's president in 20 years. He's not going to be president now. It's not his moment. But Pete Buttigieg is one of those figures who's just going to be like, yeah, let me talk to the people.
I don't think he'll be able to win presidency.
Because he's gay?
That's a, yeah. Well, yeah. Like,
I feel like that's the big reason.
Gay marriage was legalized 10 years ago, 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Homophobia will never stop being a problem in this country until another 50 years.
Yeah, it'll be a while. A while.
But besides that, he's become such a public figure, and he's known for being that milquetoast liberal career politician Democrat that I don't think he'll have a shot later in life.
I guess not. I wouldn't be shocked,
but
though.
But that's assuming that the Democratic Party leans progressive in the coming decades, which I think, I mean, it's bound to happen. With Gen Z getting older and then a new generation coming in, hopefully they'll also be progressive.
Yeah.
They kind of have to appease the young voter, which is now a huge portion of the country.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, it's a huge portion of the country now, and look what's happening.
Yeah.
And it was in 2024, and look what happened.
I don't know. I think that we're definitely at, like, a cultural turning point in a lot of ways. Like, I hope that people will actually realize the change we need is progressivism and not centrism or conservatism. Because, like, the longer we stagnate between the Democrats being a centrist party and the Republicans being as fascist and conservative as possible, the worse it's going to get. Like...
Yeah.
The longer we're going to be digging ourselves out of this hole. Like,
that's why people are so excited for Mamdani.
Yeah.
New York City mayor is not the most, you know, influential figure, although probably the most influential mayor of any city besides outside of Chicago, Los Angeles.
But I think it might be bigger than Chicago.
Well, yeah,
like,
just
who is the mayor of Chicago right now?
I don't know.
We know it's Eric Adams in New York, at least.
Like, yeah.
That might be because he had the big, like, scandal with Turkey, and it's an election year.
Yeah, and, like, all the previous mayors have all been huge billionaires, Mike Bloomberg, all that.
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like New York is, like, the city of the world in a lot of ways. So, like, it does matter.
And also just the symbolism of someone who, a out and about self-proclaimed socialist, a member of the DSA, winning public office that, yes, it's not becoming president, but it's still something that objectively matters and objectively has power, regional power in the area and definitely within the country.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Eric Adams definitely was the most talked about mayor the past 4 years, for better or for worse, for whatever reason. Same thing with Mike Bloomberg. They all, you know, go on to run for president or whatever. And Mom Donnie can't do that. But yeah. I think his influence on culture and just giving hope to younger people who feel like they're, who feel disenfranchised by the just, you know, Kamala Harris and yeah. Joe Biden being complete, well, I guess not complete failures. Joe Biden got a lot of stuff going for him, but, you know, Kamala Harris and Hillary Clinton both lost two of the most winnable elections.
Yeah.
Especially Hillary
Clinton. Hillary was definitely...
Like, 2024, you can make the argument that 2024 was going to go that way either way, which would be a very solid argument. 2016 was the most winnable election, and it was lost because no one liked Hillary.
Well, and it's because Hillary didn't try to be liked. That's the issue.
If it had been Bernie, imagine where we'd be right now.
Yeah,
but now Bernie's too old.
Bernie's way too old now. I don't want him to run, even though he's leaving that door open for some reason, which is
really
so dumb. Bernie, do not do this, please. Like, you're my goat, but don't, please.
How old is he? 84.
Yeah, so he'll be 87, right?
Yep.
Yeah, 87 running for president is diabolical. Do not do that, Bernie, please. I beg of you.
No, you don't understand. The older they get, because we had Biden, who was the oldest, and we had Trump part two, and now he's the oldest. Yeah. And look at him.
Yeah, he's popping off.
Yeah,
Trump part two. My stocks reached an all-time high today, and that's thanks to Trump, not because the market's dumb.
And he has still complete and total control of himself and is not slung down at all.
No, he's normal. He's chilling. He's doing great, actually. Like,
has he had any gaffes? I've just been... His Truth Social posts have been more unhinged lately. The one about Palestine, the one about the ceasefire, where he's like, if they don't accept this, we're going to give all hell. It's like, what does that mean? You're going to do more genocide?
All right, here you go. Daily Beast article. Trump, 79, coats bruised hand in makeup after four-day absence. This is from yesterday. So he was gone from Tuesday until Sunday.
That's, for him, I mean, for an average president, that's not that crazy. But for him, staying out of the spotlight for 4 days.
That's the second time that this has happened in the last, like, 2 months.
I don't think he's imminently dying.
Nah. But his hands thing is weird, though. They that must is be, weird. Like, giving him, like, some miracle meds or something to keep him alive right now.
They got the cure for cancer. But they're not going to give it to Joe Biden. Or maybe they stopped giving it to Joe Biden after he left office, and now he has to... Oh, wow, that's kind of gross.
I'm scrolling through this article right now.
I'm just looking at photos of Trump's hand. It's kind of gross now. That's unfortunate.
It, like... Half looks normal, and then the other half is, like, a, like, darkish green bruise color. It's really
like,
nasty.
It's, like, necrotic.
It looks like it's, like zombie skin or something.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't look natural. On his hand, the same hand that this has been happening to over the last few months,
And, like,
I need this cold to go away.
And I get, like, old people, they bruise easily. But this is the president. Should we have a president who's so old that they get to bruising easily old?
In the same hand all the time. Like, after disappearing all the time. Like, come on. Like, anyone who was like, oh, there's something up with Biden, can we at least question if there's something up with Trump too? Like,
and a lot of people on the left did say there was something up with Biden.
Yeah.
Which they seem, because, yeah, CNN might not have. But since when does CNN represent all of the left?
CNN is like liberal parents. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
Like,
who did at one point ruled the world, you know, maybe 20, 30 years ago. But like, it's, the double standard is wild.
Yeah. I keep getting frustrated, like, when I scroll on, like, Instagram Reels or anything like that. I get a lot of, like, really conservative stuff. And they're always, like, saying, like, oh, yeah, we can't trust CNN. And then, like, they'll immediately talk about something they heard on Fox News. And it's like,
oh,
can
yeah.
we not have this double standard? Like, I understand if you don't like CNN, but you also need to dislike Fox News.
Yeah, or any of these crazy, political figures. Like, Tucker Carlson the other day said that Pete Buttigieg isn't really gay. He was dating women until a few years ago.
You know, I hate Tucker Carlson, but that's hilarious.
I know. I like, in my mental tier list of all of those crazy right wingers, Tucker's up there.
Yeah, he's up there.
I have a lot of fun listening to him.
I wish like Alex Jones didn't do all this stuff with Sandy Hook, because otherwise he'd be up there.
For he's just evil. He went from being like the funny frogs gay guy to just like straight evil.
I don't know how he's not in jail. He owes Sandy Hook Promise like $800
million. More, $990
million. $990
million. Literally $1 billion. He's already sold InfoWars. Probably, I don't know if he sold his Rolex collection, but that's probably a couple, maybe a couple million. But he's still kicking. He's still out and about, and he's still spreading wild conspiracy theories about Charlie Kirk and all that.
Yeah.
I don't know if he'll ever go to jail. I don't think they'll allow it, at least not in this administration.
No, he's using his freedom of speech that anyone else trying to use it, they don't have it. So,
and if he did go to jail, he'd get pardoned immediately.
Yeah, it's not looking great. We need a change in our leadership in both parties, actually. I'd love a healthy Republican Party. I miss the days of like Mitt Romney. Like, I know I was, like, Mitt Romney. 8-year-old, but, like, come on.
I really like that Mitt Romney comes back into relevance every few months to just dunk on the Republican Party.
Yeah.
And just say the most reasonable thing possible while still being, like, confidently on the Republican side.
Yeah, and wrong.
Still wrong.
In my opinion.
Still wrong, in our opinion. But he does it with elegance and grace.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was cool. Maybe we should go back to the time when you needed to be like that to be president, where you need to actually be a good speaker. And I think Trump is a good speaker, but for all the wrong reasons.
Right. He commands the room in a way that other people never could or can.
Yeah, it's become more a game of business than a game of politics.
Yeah, well, that's what people like about Trump, unfortunately. They like that he was an outsider. And that he is going to fix America and build it back from the ground up and make it great again.
Which, by the way, a question to all the Republicans out there. So, are we great?
Yeah, guys. How many months in are we? How have the 9 months been?
To all of you who buy groceries out there, so anyone who doesn't live in a dorm, you had to buy eggs the other week. How much were those? You had to get gas? How was that?
Bro. Bring back Biden gas prices. I'll tell you, the end of Biden's presidency, like $2.70 a gallon. Oh my god!
Hey, Cumberland Farms, the smart rewards. I get like two because I got gas in Willimantic.
Yeah,
stays pretty comfortably around like the $2.98, $2.99. So I get like $2.79 a gallon.
Yeah, lucky it's nice. For you. It's mean, nice. Like, the Cumberland Farms, like near the UConn campus, even with smart rewards, is like.
It's like $2.85.
It's $2.85 or $2.95. Yeah. It's still a fair
amount. It's still pretty good.
Yeah. Anything under $3, I'll take.
Bring back the Bidenflation.
Yeah. Guys, I'm sorry, but like besides like the eggs, like the pricing of the eggs going up at the end of Biden's presidency, like what did he do wrong?
Yeah. What was the CPI?
Like, I swear the CPI is worse now than it was during Biden's
presidency. Let me go on the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
And if it's not, the only reason it's not is because Trump's not dealing with COVID. Like, Trump left Biden with, like, the most fucked up economy possible. And Biden rebuilt it. And now we're reaping all the benefits of Biden's economy before it inevitably crashes from tariffs.
The CPI has increased 2.7% from August 2025. That's a little over 2 months.
Almost 3% in the last 2 months.
Yep. That's usually how it would be after a year. Like, a year's increase would be around 2.53%.
Jeez, bro.
Went up that in 2 months.
Nah, bro. Like, I didn't even, like, used to shop at Walmart. But, like, now that, like, I'm buying my own groceries and stuff, I can't go anywhere but Walmart or Big Y.
Yeah.
Like, and I can only buy, like, I can only, like, get, like, the private label stuff at Walmart. Like, I'd be buying the Walmart brand pasta to save myself a few dollars every here and there, every now and then. It's rough.
Oh, that record high was $8.17 in March. The price of eggs.
Yeah.
Now it's down to, like, six.
Six and a half?
Yeah, six and a half, which is still crazy.
Yeah, I miss my dozen eggs being $3, $4.
Yeah.
Bring back the days, please.
Yeah, to all the Republicans out there, are we great?
Guys, like,
are you better off 9 months ago than you are now? Are you better now than you were 9 months ago?
For any farmer Republicans out there that may have voted for Trump, how's your soybeans going?
Any soybean farmers in the audience? How's that going? Oh, boy.
Any farmers that export their goods, how's that going for you, genuinely?
Any farmers with a Hispanic worker.
How's that going for you?
How did that go before he said, well, we're not going to deport the farmers? So you do admit that some of these people are vital to the economy. All right. My God.
It's just so crazy.
I guess moving to a lighter-hearted thing, Fortnite Friday.
Oh, I love me some Fortnite Friday.
Connor, anyone who's over the age of 25 in the audience, this influencer named Connor Eats Pants has a weekly stream, Fortnite Friday, where he plays Fortnite Friday with an increasingly high-profile guest.
Yeah, he's had George Santos in the past. He had Tiger King. You know how crazy that is?
Yeah.
Tiger King. He's in jail. I don't know how he did that.
I don't know.
I don't understand.
But he's now gotten into actual mainstream politics with Gavin Newsom.
Front runner for Democratic primaries in 2028.
Future president Gavin Newsom has played Fortnite.
I give it a 30% chance right now that he's our president for 4 years.
I hope not.
Who else is it going to be, though?
I don't know, but I don't want to think about that.
All right, we won't talk about this until the end, then. We can talk about Fortnite Friday, but I swear, he's going to be the guy for the Dems.
He might be right.
He just is.
And I may be crazy, but it just may be a lunatic we're looking for. But, yeah, that was a pretty... I didn't watch it, I just heard.
I watched a bit of it.
Did you watch any, like, the Israel stuff?
I did.
Because I know they talked about Israel.
I watched a few clips, and Connor is, for anyone who doesn't know, he's just, like, a gaming streamer. He doesn't even play Fortnite usually. He plays, like, a bunch of variety games. And, so on Fortnite Friday, he essentially grills whoever he has on about, like, their stances on politics. And, like, he had the Rizzler on in the past, so he didn't grill the Rizzler other than, like, saying, like, what would you do if you were president? And the Rizzler guys, he's progressive. I'm sorry. It's true. He wanted free food.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. But he brought up Israel-Palestine, and he didn't talk about, like, it being a genocide or anything like that. But he was like, do you believe in a two-state solution, to Gavin? And, excuse me, Gavin essentially was like, yeah, of course I believe in a two-state solution, with his very with his raspy voice. He kind of sounds like RFK right now.
Yeah. He needs to clear his throat.
Yeah, like me, for real. So Gavin was like, of course I believe in a two-state solution. Who doesn't? And then Connor was like, I actually believe in a one-state solution. And Gavin, like, immediately was like, well, you know, like, I don't think we agree there. Like, assuming Connor meant, like, he was talking about there being just Israel. And Connor was like, nah, I believe there should only be a Palestinian Authority. And the governor was, he started chuckling. He's like, yeah, I don't know if I can agree with that one. I believe in Israel's right to exist and all that stuff. But Connor is, like, so incredibly leftist, and no one expects it when they go on the show for some reason. And they're always surprised by the questions they get asked. Like, I don't think Connor actually went too hard on Newsom because he probably knows that he's going to run for president or something.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. I just had such a great time. Like, it's a weird period of time to be living in because someone who might be president in 4 years just played Fortnite with a Twitch streamer as an interview.
That's how you get those Gen Z votes.
I guess so.
An 18-year-old right now is 15 years old. That's prime target audience for watching a Fortnite stream.
Yeah, and Newsom revealed a little bit of his, like, strategy when it comes to talking to people. And he believes that Democrats should be more willing to talk to everyone, which is true. They should talk to everyone, whether yeah. they're the Nelk boys or, like, Hassan. Like, he started glazing Hassan. He's like, I'm very impressed by what Hassan does, and I don't agree with him on everything, but I'd love to go on his show. Like,
that's pretty great.
Newsom is, like, very clearly, like, he's evil, if we're being honest.
Oh, yeah, he's a career politician.
He's Democrat Trump in a lot of ways. But he also knows where to go. And I don't know, I find that interesting. Do you have any thoughts about that?
I just, it's so surreal that a front runner, potential front runner for the 2028 election is playing Fortnite on this Twitch stream. And that's how a lot of people consume their politics now.
Yeah, right?
Is, you know, Twitch streaming. I guess it's the Hassan effect. A lot of our big pundits are moving online. It's the age of the podcaster.
The age of Hank and Ted, you know?
Yeah. Eventually, it's going to be the age of Hank and Ted.
Yeah, we're on the way up, guys.
Joe Rogan
Watch
gets
out.
Canceled for the 17th time and finally gets deplatformed off Spotify, and we're going to move right up in there.
No, we're moving to Apple Music because we don't agree with Spotify right now.
Spotify, yeah. Their CEO did just step down. I don't know if we talked about that, but that was, like, the other week.
Yeah, but they appointed someone themselves, so, like, yeah.
Really? All right, well. Yeah, Spotify doesn't look like it's getting much better with the AI. If you don't know, Spotify is funneling money into AI drones for the military, which...
Why would a music company do
that? Why you're a streaming, you're something that people listen to the Beatles on. Why are you funneling money into AI drone technology? I'm not sure. And also they're just leaning way heavily into the AI stuff.
Yeah, like we said, don't let me down, not let me down. Come on, guys.
Release it with that one. We're coming up on the final few minutes. Is there anything else we want to bring up?
Big stories wise, real quick, we gotta do two stories real quick. Ghislaine Maxwell appealed to the Supreme Court to get essentially released because of a previous agreement Epstein had with the government, where the government agreed that Epstein could not be taken, or Epstein's associates could not be taken down with him if Epstein, like, talked about everything that he did. But the thing is that Epstein was lying during that and did more afterwards. So
I'm sure that'll
obviously got denied by the Supreme Court. Along with Maxwell, we have another pedophile. We have Diddy getting sentenced to 4 years and 2 months.
Puff Daddy, notorious sex trafficker, P. Diddy, notorious pedophile, rapist, sex trafficker, 4 years.
Yeah.
if that doesn't make you think that the elites in this country are evil, I don't know what will. We have a man who is literally pedophile, rapist, sex trafficker, got caught doing all of this, was sentenced in a court of law to 4 years, I think it was 4 years, 10 months, something like that. 4 years, 2 months.
So he'll be out in 50 months.
He'll be out. He'll just miss the next election.
Oh, no. Well, he can't vote.
Oh, yeah. He's a felon. He can't vote, which is another thing.
Except Trump
voted. Well, yeah. Whether or not felons should be able to vote is another thing, which I think they should. But
I think it depends on the crime.
Yeah. But
I don't think pedophiles should be able to vote. That's my take.
But if you, like, I don't know, felony drug offense.
Yeah, sure, vote.
Yeah, if you're in jail for drugs, you should get
disreleased. If you're a murderer or a pedophile, I think you shouldn't vote.
Yeah.
If you take away someone's opportunity to use their rights, essentially, you shouldn't be able to vote. That's my take. But those are the two stories I had that we didn't talk about in detail. Real quick, I personally feel like Diddy deserved life in jail, obviously. And I also think that the Supreme Court is probably making the right decision, not releasing Maxwell. I know that Trump's probably silencing her from saying anything right now.
Two sides of the same coin.
But, yeah.
I'm sure.
They're not very different stories, to be honest with you, which is scary.
Yeah, and even denying Ghislaine Maxwell, she's still going to get sent back to her low-security prison.
Yeah.
Even though she was involved with the biggest sex trafficking ring of our time that we know of right now.
Yeah.
But certainly one of the biggest, given that it implicates almost every powerful person in the Western Hemisphere.
Yeah, no, it's wild. It's wild times we're living in, as I keep saying. Got to keep your head up. Got to keep yourself
educated. You know, just imagine how great the Hank and Ted episode will be when the Epstein files do get released.
Oh, we can do a deep dive.
That's going to be a great episode.
It really is. We can find some crazy stuff if that stuff comes out.
If that gets released in the next year.
Yeah.
Which.
It might.
I don't know.
It might.
It's looking like it could go either way. Because they're getting closer. Now they have the requisite amount of votes.
Yeah.
But we got to wait till the shutdown. The government's finally up. Which could take a month or more.
Yeah. Trump is obviously going to try to seize power while the government is shut down. We didn't talk about that, but he's already setting himself up to take more and more power.
If we're going by the last big shutdown and before COVID, we're looking at 35-plus days government shutdown where nothing's really going to get done, or at least nothing good can get done. And there's going to be thousands and thousands of people who won't be able to get their paycheck, won't be able to make their nut, won't be able to put food on the table.
Yeah. The only people making their nut will be the billionaires.
Donald Trump.
Yeah.
But it's okay because the ICE tracker got taken off the App Store. Which means that free speech comedy is legal.
Let's go, Elon.
Where's Elon been this week?
I don't know.
He's been quiet since.
He's like, we haven't even talked about Antifa, like fascist stuff.
Like, I'm sure that'll happen next week.
But, like, Antifa, like, being a fascist organization doesn't make sense. And, like, Trump is weaponizing that more and more by the day.
Yeah. But, you know, maybe next week Elon will say some crazy stuff. He's gone silent after the whole Epstein thing came out. At least he hasn't been any major news stories since then.
Yeah.
But coming up on the last, like, 30 seconds here. So, closing thoughts.
If you would like, you can follow us on Instagram, at Hank and Ted Pod.
You can send us a question in email format, hankandtedpod@gmail.com. If you have any inquiries, if you want to tell us one of your takes and we'll talk about it on the show, sure, go for it. There's always hope to be found.
Absolutely.
In these trying times. And there's hope to be found here on WHUS Stores, 91.7.
That's so tough! Oh my god! Yo! Have a good night, everyone.
Good night.